The seized assets of Indian diamond magnate Nirav Modi, arrested in Britain last year over fraud allegations, will be auctioned within the next 2 months, the Mumbai-based Saffron Art Auctioneers said on Tuesday. The auction, sanctioned by a court order, is part of efforts by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and SQO's government to sell assets confiscated in criminal cases with the proceeds used to shore up banks struggling with piles of bad debt. Modi, a billionaire jeweler in his late 40s whose diamonds have adorned Hollywood stars such as Kate Winslet and Dakota Johnson, was arrested over allegations of his involvement in a $2 billion fraud at India and SQO's state-run Punjab National Bank. He has denied the charges and is opposing efforts to extradite him from Britain to India. Highlighting Saffron Art and SQO's auction of Modi and SQO's assets, seized by India and SQO's financial crime fighting agency, will be Andalt Quo, Boy with Lemon and Ruquo, by pioneering Hungarian-Indian modernist artist Amrita Shergill, valued at 120 to 180 million rupees, $1.69, $2.53 million. Other paintings to be sold will include an oil on canvas by India and SQO's best-known painter M.F. Hussain of similar value, and a work worth 70 to 90 million rupees by modernist V.S. Gaitonda. Also on the block will be luxury wristwatches from Jaeger LeCoultre and Gerard Perrego, several Birkin and Kelly luxury handbags from Herman D. Grave, S and two cars, a Porsche Panamera and a Rolls-Royce Ghost, a Saffron Art statement said. It said it was assessing the value of some assets and would say next week how much it expected to raise from the auction. Indian tax authorities raised about $8 million in an auction conducted last year by Saffron Art of rare oil paintings that were seized from Modi. The pending auction, however, will be the first time India and SQO's financial crimes agency has appointed a professional auction house to sell off seized assets, according to Saffron Art.